Today's edition of the Roma Press Podcast, as always, is brought to you by Euro Fantasy League. For fantasy online football, regardless of which league you prefer, if you prefer multi-league games, Serie A, Premier League, La Liga, make sure that you go to EuroFantasyLeague.com or try their new Champions League game at Fantasy-Champions-League.com. Again, Fantasy-Champions-League.com.
Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with John Solano.
And there we have it. Roma 3, Lazio 1. What a match. What a performance. I'm recording this with a nice big glass of red Sangiovese wine. Oh, what a performance. I'm just so happy for the team. Pellegrini, Santon, De Rossi, Sharawi, Dzeko, everybody. Happy for all of them. Obviously, we can delve into the individual performances here in a minute. But before I bring Andy on and before we get into the match, have to mention our newest patron, Francisco, who you can find at Romans_3. That's spelled out Romans, R-O-M-A-N-S underscore T-H-R-E-E. Francisco, thank you for becoming our newest patron. If you would like to become a patron at Patreon for the Roma Press podcast and the website, just go to patreon.com/RomaPress. You can get extra episodes of the podcast, early access to the podcast, and you will also be making a huge, huge, huge boost in giving massive support to the podcast and the website and allowing us to function. This wouldn't be able to be done without all you guys. So, thank you. And I appreciate the support. So let's just get right into it. There's no need to, you know, keep blabbering on and on. Let's just bring Andy on now. Andy, 3 for Roma, Lazio 1, despite the scoreline, just a very weird match because, You know, usually when you see a scoreline of that nature, 2-3 goal victory, usually the performance of one team versus another is pretty resounding. But I didn't think it was a dominating performance. Roma, in my opinion, were certainly much better. But just your general thoughts so far.
Fantastic. I'm super satisfied with the performance and very happy that we won the way we won, meaning we got through the worst. We reacted after going after that equalizer by Immobile. Great performance all around.
Yeah, I was happy with the performance. Despite the scoreline, it wasn't dominating because the interesting part was there were periods where Roma would be clearly the better team, then Lazio would have their chances, then Roma, and it kept going back and forth. As you just mentioned there, the big difference for me was that Roma, they didn't break during those periods where Lazio were clearly better.
Yeah, that was the most important part. I mean, the first 20 minutes, we were completely getting crushed by Lazio. And then it was our turn to attack. We made some great counterattacks with Pastore, who I think in the first half was our best player, aside from Pellegrini. Roma just, I wasn't expecting that reaction after that equalizer by Immobile, because knowing Roma, usually we just sit back or even worse, we allow a second goal. That didn't happen. The team reacted great. I'm happy with the performance.
I'm very happy with it. And you and I were a little apprehensive at the formation and the lineup that Di Francesco. We thought hopefully it'd be wrong from yesterday with Florenzi on the right, but ultimately that's what he ended up going with. I don't know how closely everyone watched, but Florenzi was dropping really, really deep. And then on the other side, El Shaarawy was given license to essentially roam. He was going back, but he didn't offer nearly as much as defensive assistance as Florenzi did. But I mean, El Shaarawy should have had a goal to his name, or Dzeko. I mean, they had so many chances in the early on to get a counterattack.
Again, Pastore, shame that he, had to leave due to injury, but we wouldn't have had that performance from Pellegrini. But if you look at some of those touches by Pastore, the way he opened up the field for El Shaarawy was just something out of Totti's textbook. Just beautiful, simple, one-touch football. So effective, and that was our deadly weapon. And it shows that, you know, maybe we're gonna rely more on that sort of playmaking. Simple touches. That's what Di Francesco stressed. I think on the sidelines they were reporting that he kept insisting for De Rossi, for Nzonzi to take the least number of touches. Just to give the game some flow. And you could see that the Roma, after those first 20 minutes, just opened up and it was beautiful to watch.
Yeah, I was very pleased with the counterattacking football. I was very pleased with DiFrancesco. He got his approach totally right today. My only complaint was there were some defensive errors at the back. Despite the goal, Fazio, Kolarov looked very unsure of themselves at times. That's maybe my only complaint. I mean, obviously, the error by Fazio was horrible.
Just horrible, and it's the worst kind of error because it's not, you know, it's just pure self-confidence, too much confidence. He wasn't even aware that Immobile was right behind him.
Yeah.
Terrible mistake. I mean, if that was the mistake that, you know, would have led to the goal, then perhaps, you know, a second goal came in. I mean, imagine the demoralizing effect such a mistake would have had.
Yeah, and I'm having this conversation with some guy in my mentions right now on Twitter, and I hate bringing up Twitter back and forth, but listen, it's possible for Fazio to score a goal and also have a poor performance. He's been performing very poorly all season. So just because he scores a goal doesn't erase the poor performances he had. And the same goes for Kolarov. I thought Kolarov wasn't nearly as bad as the past matches, but I don't know what it is. Just defensively, they look so unsure of themselves. And I don't know why.
Kolarov was getting bullied today by Marusic.
Yes. Yes.
Terribly. Physically, yeah. You could see that the age is catching up to him.
Yeah. It was bizarre. But while Fazio and Kolarov were disappointing, I mean, come on, everybody come clean. Everybody who shit on Davides Anton before he even stepped foot on the pitch, you have to come forward, raise your hand, and ask for forgiveness. Because yes. I got to say, man, just fucking sensational. He hasn't put a foot wrong. He actually offers something in attack. His passing from the right flank, I've been so shocked by. And maybe it truly is. He just needed a new start somewhere else. He looks like a completely different player.
I told you. I mean, we should pump the brakes. He's now not a world-class player, but that's by bringing in a player like Santon, you're 100% relying on him wanting to redeem himself. I think he's just doing that. He's been perfect. And the fact that he's playing over Karsdorp, who is a natural right back, meanwhile, Santon is left back, right back, it depends, just shows you that he definitely put some work into his own training. And it just seems like he plays with a clear head.
Yes.
Doesn't have any second thoughts. I think maybe he lost one tackle today or something. But aside from that, he was just perfect. And he's not shy from going forward. He tracked back all the time, which was great because with Kolarov, you never know. With Santon today, I was expecting Luis Alberto and Lulic to really get on his nerves and, you know, press him and put him in some difficult space. But today he was just great, phenomenal.
Yeah, he was sensational. And He was taken off, but I thought that Aussie was really, really strong again today. I thought he played so much better than he did against Frosinone. I mean, he was really, really good.
Yeah, just very mature performance that you would expect from veterans in matches like these. And a performance like De Rossi highlights even more the terrible performances by Dzeko and Fazio, because they're the supposed leaders of this team. So, you know, in games like this one, like the Derby, you expect them to do more.
Yeah, so obviously there's a lot of good, but we could talk about the bad now. Dzeko, the thing that annoyed me most, it wasn't even what he did. His attitude looked so poor.
Yes.
One instance that really stood out to me was El Shaarawy. They're on the break. El Shaarawy has him wide open in the left. I don't know what he was thinking, but he takes the shot on his own, and it's nowhere near the goal. And the look of disdain that Dzeko gives him, I mean, he looked like he could have killed him.
And even worse, the ball was still in play.
Yes,
that was to me the most baffling thing, because El Shaarawy got a shot off. The ball was deflected against one of the opponents, and it was still in play. And Lazio then counterattacked, and Dzeko just stood there saying something to El Shaarawy. You do not do that. It just shows that, you know, he's in a slump right now. He's frustrated. He can't get a goal. But the worst thing is that he's not even threatening. I mean, today, aside from, I think he got one shot off that was accurate, but aside from that, he wasn't a threatening presence at all, which is even worse, because you expect a striker like him to play for the team. Instead, today, he was just this separate body that was getting pissed off because his teammates, were not playing for him, which in a derby is terrible.
Yeah, I was really annoyed. And his body language was just so poor. Pouting, things aren't going his way. You know, he's not picking up his team. He looks like at times he's in it for himself. And that's pretty disappointing to see from your top earner, your number nine, your supposed leader. He's got to do better. The goals are going to come for him. It's just, he's got to stop this nonsense when it's not going his way that he just pouts. But anyway, we can move on from him. Really happy for Olsen too. I thought he was good again today as well.
Yeah, I think he was much calmer today. You could see, you know, he wasn't panicking. The you could see the defenders trusting him. He wasn't, you know, because in the first games I saw him sometimes go for some balls that would, you know, go too high or outside, and he would still jump or do something, which meant he wasn't quite sure, wasn't quite aware of his position. Today, his positioning was excellent. No faults on that goal.
Much better than Strakosha, who I don't know what the hell he was doing on that free kick against Kolarov. That was, that was one of the worst balls I've ever seen.
Yes.
And to get Pete like that at the post was embarrassing. But I do have to say, you know, I've been criticizing him a lot lately. I think you have too, maybe not as much as I have, but DeFrancesco got it all right today. Everything he got right. And I got to say, I was a little annoyed that he took off De Rossi for Cristante, but that was the right move.
Yeah, that was the right move. At first, I didn't like Florenzi at first. I thought, you know, he wasn't getting anything right going forward. Going backwards, he often left Santon one-on-one or in some tough situation. But as the game went along, I thought that move, playing Florenzi instead of Under, paid off. Just the team looked much more compact, more balanced. You know, we rarely got counterattacked effectively. Like,
yes.
I think Lazio had maybe one counterattack that led to a shot on goal. Aside from that, the team looked very solid.
Yeah, and I don't know if people bring this up, but I've noticed that the last three or four derby matches against Lazio, I don't know what it is, but their offside trap against Immobile works every single time. I mean, the guy had four or five today. In the last two or three, I remember distinctly he's had five. I mean, I don't know what the hell he is doing, but they contain him so well.
Yeah, that's true. I remember the one after the derby after the Barcelona comeback. I think he got like seven times he was caught. It was just some record-breaking situation. I think it's because he's just out there alone, and you know, you have two big guys like Manolas and Fazio on him. It works.
Yeah, that I'm just lost for words because, I mean, aside from a really poor mistake from Fazio, I mean, Immobile essentially did nothing. I mean, he was quiet.
Same for Milinkovic-Savic.
Yes. Oh, I thought he was terrible.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. We have to talk about Pellegrini because I have been pretty harsh on him. Many have been harsh on him.
Yes.
Maybe I don't know what it was. I mean, do you think it was the role he played today, more of a number 10, less defensive duties, not playing as much on the flank? I don't know what it was, but he was the best player on the pitch.
He came on for arguably the best player in the first half. You know, Pastore was doing amazing stuff. And the first thought that came to my mind, it was, oh my God, you know, this is it. We're just sitting back, no creativity, nothing. It's over. We're just going to hope for, to keep this lead. No, not to keep this lead, but I didn't expect this team to react the way they did after Pastore was subbed out, because every chance we had that was good was thanks to Pastore. And Pellegrini just came on, and unlike so many times that we've seen him come on and he looked completely out of it and had a difficult time to adjust to the opponent, this time he was so hungry to prove himself. You could see just took over the game as soon as he came on. And that goal was great, but I liked the fact that he was fighting in the midfield, and I think he lost maybe one ball. That's it. His delivery on that cross for Fazio, which led to Fazio's goal, was fantastic. And we rarely see that from Roma. We rarely see great deliveries. He looked like, again, he wanted to redeem himself. And it worked today. I mean, this a derby like this, giving Roma the lead and then assisting the 3-1 goal, can be, I'm not saying career changing, but surely it can put him in a different spot in Roma's roster. If for example Pastore is out, and you think you can exploit that 10 position for Pellegrini, then it's great.
Yeah, and I gotta say, playing as a number 10, I gotta say I was shocked that he didn't bring on Cristante, because he's more of a number 10 than Pellegrini.
Sure, an attacking player. Maybe not a 10, but surely a more attacking player. And Pellegrini, we haven't seen him so far ahead of the defense like today. Today he was just so good in creating space and moving the ball quickly. And he was supplying these fantastic footballs to El Shaarawy and Dzeko, which they were not exploiting. It looked like Pastore was still out there, just in a different body with a different shirt.
Yeah.
Loved it. Very happy for him.
Yeah, I was very happy for him too. I mean, other than Dzeko, Fazio, there weren't really many negatives. I was just so pleased for Santon, Pellegrini, because these are guys, they face a lot of criticism, especially Santon. I mean, the poor guy, before he even stepped foot on the pitch, was just massacre to no end, and you know, to an extent, I guess I could understand why. I mean, you lose Nainggolan, you bring in Santon, who did not shine by any stretch of the imagination at Inter. But, I mean, to bury guys before they even step on the field is just, to me, a little silly. But, I mean, do you think this is a start of maybe a little a stretch of victories that they're going on here? Because they needed to win today. They needed to do so, and they did so by a resounding margin.
Yeah, we said that before. This was either go all the way or nothing, or just
right
fall apart, because that was it. I mean, after beating a team like Frosinone and then going to the derby and losing it, that would have been just taking two steps backwards, because right. It would have meant that, you know, we're not up to it. This team is still in shambles. And today, it looked like Roma finally had an idea of what they want to do, what sort of team they want to be. Obviously, it wasn't perfect. I think, you know, we could have improved still some aspects of today's game. But it showed you a certain shape. You had, you know, the fact that Pellegrini came on and took over that role means something going forward. The fact that Santon looked very reliable also means something. The fact that Nzonzi and De Rossi worked quite well together means something. The fact that Olsen finally looked comfortable and confident means something. It's just, I agree with you. I think I don't want to spoil anything. I don't want to, you know, jinx anything. But I think going forward, this derby win can just be that meaningful.
Yeah. So now, obviously, derby. Then we have Empoli, the Champions League. I mean, given how poor that the start they had to the league, obviously we got to make sure that they're not dropping points to these smaller Serie A sides. What do you think now? Empoli, Champions League. If you're Di Francesco, how do you handle this, especially in terms of team rotation? Because, again, I before the match, we said yesterday, I was a bit worried that maybe the turnover he was getting wrong, but clearly we were the ones who were wrong. So how would you handle these upcoming matches?
Well, definitely give De Rossi a rest. He's yes. been good, but, you know, he can't handle four straight starts. Keep Nzonzi in at all costs. Nzonzi must play all the time. He must become this pillar in front of him in the midfield. He must, you know, he must build a relationship with the defenders, and he must be a focal point of this team. Take Dzeko off. I don't care. If against these smaller teams, there is no point in playing him, because I just want to see Dzeko get a goal in. Definitely Santon. I like the idea that Santon is building himself a reputation for this team. I'm sure we're going to see Florenzi on right-back position in the next couple of matches. But the fact that you can rely on Santon is very important.
I would like to see him on the left a little bit to give Kolarov a break, especially if we're not going to see Luca Pellegrini.
True.
I mean, based upon what Di Francesco has shown, it doesn't look like he's ready to hand Pellegrini a second choice role. I have to wonder, though, with Santon playing so well, what do you think this means for Karsdorp? Because, I mean,
I was thinking about it as well.
I mean, he has a long way to go now, because obviously Florenzi, clearly Santon now in front of him. I mean, sure. He'll probably be in the stands again for the Champions League against Pilsen.
Yeah, this is what I'm because, again, Santon came in, and not only the fans, but he thought as well that, you know, he's going to be the backup of the backup.
Right.
And right now it doesn't look like that, because he seems like the player that is doing what Di Francesco is asking. Meanwhile, Karsdorp, you know, after that Chievo game, he hasn't played. And in that Chievo game, he made crucial mistakes. And it wasn't even an individual singular mistake. It was just the attitude of not of not doing what the coach wanted to do. So, and that's very important, especially with a guy like Di Francesco, who, if you're not doing what he wants, he'll bench you and he won't, you know, let you play for a stretch of games. So, but at the same time, I'm wondering if he likes Santon so much, why didn't he play him left back against Bologna? You know, it's
right.
It's weird that he let Marcano play against Bologna as this supposed left back. And then he said, okay, I'm going to field the players that are men, the giocatori che sono più uomini. So those that showed, you know, some values. And then he fields Santon, and suddenly Santon plays the derby and is one of the main protagonists. I don't know. I mean, maybe he's more comfortable with him on that right back role.
Yeah, and we have in 3 days we have Roma Pilsen, and then we have Empoli, then they play Spal. I mean, they have to win those matches in the league. They have to beat Pilsen, then they play CSKA Moscow. They have to win that, and then they have Napoli. So for about a month here, they have a good, you know, portion of matches that they should win. I mean, Moscow they should win, Pilsen they should win, Empoli they should win, Spal they should win. But given the moment now, do you think, because I think he did, at least for the time being, do you think Di Francesco perhaps saved his job for the moment?
Yeah, definitely. Like we said, this derby was crucial also under that aspect. I still think if we would have lost today, Di Francesco may have been on his way out. But right now, it's time for him to show what he's capable of and stop, you know, playing around with these formations, actually make some sensible decisions like today. I'm curious to see who's going to take De Rossi's spot in a turnover if Pastore is out, which means, you know, are we going to see Pellegrini take over that 10 role and somebody like Zaniolo or Cristante take Pellegrini's De Rossi's spot? It's up to him now to take this team by the hand and lead them to definitely a stretch of wins, I expect.
Yeah, they have to. I mean, they only have 4 matches. Obviously, we have an international break after next weekend, so that will give them time to recover. Obviously, we don't know how long Pastore is out, although it doesn't seem like it's anything serious. So, given that we have the Champions League, we have 2 weaker Serie A sides, although Spal have played well. Are you expecting then that, I mean, I asked this earlier, but surely you get the feeling that this is the start of a bit of a run, because I don't know what it was in those earlier matches against Milan, Atalanta. I mean, it's almost like they got everything wrong. I mean, you and I talked about it. We couldn't even tell who the best player was on the team.
Yeah, definitely. It was terrible, mainly because they looked deflated. They looked like they were still on vacation, like they didn't care. And one of those symptoms today showed when Fazio made that terrible mistake. That was a mistake that you expected to see in those games that we unfortunately had to go through before. So, you know, let's hope these symptoms go away, that this is the start of something, because a derby really just can get you really pumped up, especially when you are on this tight schedule. You have a lot of games in a short span of time. I expect them to go on a run, because this is what usually Roma do after a performance like this. You know, it has to. They have to just go and do their job because against these smaller sides, Chievo, Torino, Atalanta, even against Milan, they just didn't look interested at all.
No.
And today, finally, we had it. Today, and in Frosinone, it was we come on the field, take care of business, go home, and come back and do the same thing again in the next game.
Yeah, it was a very professional approach today. Really, the only one who was not professional was Dzeko. I mean, that was terrible, that attitude. All right, so any final thoughts? I mean, maybe we're not displaying it enough, but I mean, I'm just so pleased because I got to tell you, before the match, I just had these thoughts if they lost, and we all know what it gets like. Roma is different. Like when things go bad, it goes to another level of bad.
Yeah.
And it's always, it's always a drama. It's always just something different when things go bad here. And I just didn't want to go through that so early in the season. And I have the feeling that this victory sort of alleviated that from happening, and I'm just so happy. I'm happy for the win.
What did you feel or think when Immobile equalized?
I thought, well, fuck, they're gonna draw. Because that moment sort of summarizes what Roma have been early in the season. A stupid mistake after being clearly better. And it looked like they were going to gift a result away. But I don't know what it was. Lazio, just at the back, they were giving Roma so much room on the flanks. I couldn't believe it.
Well, because I think I was surprised to see them play. They were playing with one center back. It was very odd to see because you could see Acerbi was struggling and they weren't really doing anything.
He was terrible.
Yeah, but because he was the only one who was there actually defending. Luis Felipe, aside from that great tackle on Florenzi, I mean, they were playing two fullbacks at center back position, which was very odd. And obviously they got punished for it. And in the second half after that equalizer, they looked so unmotivated to actually finish the job, which is something that I expected from Roma, and thankfully it didn't happen.
Yeah, I was very pleased. I think that's all I've got. Why don't we wrap it up there, and we will talk to everyone ahead of the Champions League match against Pilsen in a couple of days here. So hope everyone is excited as we are about this victory. Enjoy the rest of your day, the rest of your weekend, and thank you all for listening. We will see you next time. Ciao.